I'm bringing you back to technology that you developed as you took over the company. Deep drilling technology, I think, developed. What was that?
That was a choice then to whether go offshore big time, like Reading and Bates and other companies, or to go deeper on land. And we opted to go deeper on land. And we were not one of the first ones offshore. To do that, we had to build rigs that were larger and pumps that were larger, hydraulics that were larger. Everything had to be designed for, at that time, 20,000-foot drilling. We thought that was deep. There were no rigs for that then. So we pioneered that, and it was very productive. That became a very strong business, and we started building 20,000-foot rigs. Today, they're 40,000-foot, but that's what we started.
You were a leader in the industry
by
doing
that. We were a leader in the industry. At the same time, people were still looking for oil now worldwide, and they couldn't get into the jungles around the world where they wanted to drill. That's when we developed what's called a TBA, transportable by anything. It's a helicopter rig. So we kind of monopolized the world on that. We built 30 of those, and they were busy, busy, busy for years and years. We still have a lot of them. Those are rigs you fly in. And
by helicopter.
And by helicopter, and find out if you're there, service to do it all by helicopter. And there's still a lot of places where a road costs more than drilling a well. We do that in Alaska, too. There are a lot of places today we do it. It just depends on the economics of the thing on the table.
So you would have been the first in the industry to develop the helicopter technology.
Yes, and let me correct it to this extent. There were two or three that had built aluminum light rigs. I don't know who they were, and they failed. They weren't drillable when you got them there. We opted not to use aluminum rigs, to build heavy, steel, strong rigs, but design them in components where they could be flown and used by helicopters, meaning that when you landed the rig, it would drill. It was a good, tough rig. That's what was successful. That was a change. And it was in Peru and Bolivia, Colombia, all parts of that part of the world.
Did you have accidents, helicopter accidents?
We never had a helicopter accident. You always have accidents in the drilling business, but we did not have a helicopter accident. Huh.